on Audio, the podcast for writers and all who are interested in books, literature, and the printed word. Write on Audio is the weekly companion podcast of Write On magazine and the Write On suite of publications from Pen to Print. Subscribe by searching Pen to Print in your favourite podcast app to have new editions delivered to you each week. Write On Audio writing tips, inspiring your writing by sharing tips from prominent authors. Our first podcast of 2024 features writing tips from Lynn Golodner, an author of 8 novels and numerous articles. Lynn is also a podcast host, businesswoman, and writing coach. Here's Lynn with her writing tips.
Hi, I'm Lynn Golodner. I am an author of 9 books. I am a writing coach, a marketing entrepreneur, and I love to write. And so what I'm going to talk about today is embracing the power of the new year to finally accomplish your dreams. Really, I'm going to specifically talk about how to make it easy to write a book, but you can apply these tips to any other big project. So let's get started. At a new year, many people resolve to do things better or differently than before, but that kind of starts us off at a deficit, doesn't it? Because to be better, you have to know what was less than in the prior year. Well, what if this year we instead look at how we can finally do what we've always wanted and live the dream? For years, I focused on raising my children and earning money. That was all I cared about, though in the background, I always called myself a writer. But as I approached midlife, I wondered if I was, in fact, a writer. Prove it, I was saying to myself. I dreamed of focusing on my writing as my primary pursuit, but there were these little voices in my head, maybe the voices of parents or teachers or well-meaning mentors, who chittered away with phrases like, can you make any money writing? Or who's going to read your book? Or are you even any good? The fact was, I still needed to earn income for my family, but I loved writing more than any other pursuit. And I knew I was good at it. I'd already made money as a journalist and written 8 books. So I hatched a plan to flip my schedule to start each day writing when I was fresh and energetic and at my most creative. I reserved afternoons for the other work. So my first tip is to start small. I began by writing for an hour early in the morning before the sunrise just to flex my creative muscles. Then I launched into my workday. Soon, an hour became 2 hours, and eventually, I was writing for 3 or 4 hours every morning. My writing improved because I made it a routine, but it took time to make this complete switch my life. One day, I did realize, I'm here, I've done it. I never expected overnight success. I was patient, and I made changes in small, manageable chunks. So eventually, I got there, and it felt great. First, I wrote creative nonfiction essays, short pieces inspired by topics I was curious about or questions I sought answers for. Then I dared to dream of writing a novel, which had been a goal for decades, but it always seemed out of reach. My 8 published books were poetry collections and nonfiction where I researched and interviewed, and all of that felt easier because I could write the stories in chunks. Once I had a critical volume of essays, I shared them in critique groups and listened attentively to their feedback. I revised and edited until I felt the pieces were strong. And then I started the long road of submissions because I wanted to be published. I kept at it, I shouldered rejections, and I celebrated acceptances. And before long, I had an impressive volume of published work. What I learned from this was that it's not talent necessarily that will get you to your goal. Perseverance. Keep showing up. Keep going, even when you doubt yourself, which will happen a lot. That's why it's so important to have a community of writing peers around you cheering you on. Still, I dreamt of writing fiction, so I took some writing classes to sharpen my skills and hone my voice, despite already having an MFA in creative writing and a first career as a journalist. That's another tip. Never stop learning. Sign up for classes, attend write-alongs and readings, go on a writer's retreat, surround yourself with writer friends, hire a writing coach. All of these investments in your talent will get you closer to achieving your goal of actually being a writer. Finally, I felt ready to write the book. The best way to write a book is to plan it out so you have a roadmap to follow when the going gets tough. There's something in book writing called the saggy middle. That's when the story lags and you're not sure where it should go and you want to throw the pages to the ground and walk away. With a plan, you know where the story's going, which makes it easier to get there. I've done my share of pantsing, which is writing by the seat of my pants, and those projects do turn out in the end, but it takes a lot longer to get to good. That's why I am a converted plotter. And now I swear by the power of planning my writing before I start typing words onto the page. Planning a book makes it easy to write because you do it in pieces. During the Jewish high holidays, there is this tradition called Tashlich, where people take breadcrumbs to a body of flowing water and toss them in to represent their sins floating away. When my children were little, I took them to a river near our home, and instead of talking about sins, I framed the conversation in terms of how do you want to be better in this new year? Let's take it a step further, because I cringe at the thought of judging my past self. Here I am today, standing in front of a blank canvas and an open calendar. I can do anything. I can be anything. I can achieve whatever goals I set my heart on. So what's it going to be? Whether you dream of writing a book or setting out on a new entrepreneurial path, you can do it. Just take it one task at a time, make a plan, and check off the steps as you achieve them. That's the key to starting the year off with power and optimism. Knowing you can do something makes it a lot easier to actually pull it off. Now is a pretty good time to also say a word about manifesting. It may sound a bit woo-woo, but I believe that what we say out loud and what we think has a better chance of coming true because we are focusing on it. I tend to manifest things really fast, so I have to be careful what I focus on. You too have this power. The words matter. Thinking them, saying them, writing them down. As you enter the new year, make a list of things you've always wanted to do. Prioritize them in order of importance. Then make specific task-oriented notes about what you need to do to get there. It's that easy, really. You can have and be anything. So what would make you happiest and most satisfied in 2024? Hey, thanks for listening. I'm Lynn Gladner. I'm the author of 9 books. I'm a writing coach and a marketing entrepreneur, and I host the Make Meaning podcast. I'd love it if you would check out my novel, Woman of Valor. It's available wherever you buy your books. And if you want to check out my offerings, the classes I teach, the free writing and community programs, and more, visit me at lynngladner.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you to Lynn Gladner for these useful writing tips. We'll print links in our show notes so you can find out more about her work. We're always delighted to read your contributions. So if you'd like to see your words in Write On or hear them on this podcast, please get in touch. We'll share this link and all others mentioned in today's podcast as part of our show notes. I've been Tiffany Clare, and you've been listening to Write On Audio. Write On Audio is produced by Chris Gregory, and it's an alternative stories production for pen to print. This podcast is supported using public funding by Arts Council England.